Zok the Mishnah Vayikra, Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. We have discussed already many times that if Roiv of the Tzibur is Tameh, or Roiv of the Kehanim are Tameh, or the Klisharis are Tameh, on Pesach Rishon, we're Makar of the Karban anyway. And that is learned from the Pasuk, where the Torah says, Ish, that a person, if he's Tameh Meis, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But only a person, only an Ish, not a Tzibur. The Tzibur can bring the Pesach Rishon. Zakta Mishnah, once again Perik Tes, Mishnah Dalet, a Pesach Shabbat Betumba, because Roiv people are Tameh. Lo yoichlu mimenu zavin v'zavais, nidais v'yaldis. These are people that have different types of Tumah, but not Tumas Mes. We've already discussed the zavin, the ziva, nida, different types of Tumah that comes out of them. Yaldis is a woman that had a baby. I'm sure you remember from Parshas Tazria that a woman that had a baby cannot eat truma or hegdish for 40 days after a baby boy was born, or 80 days after a baby girl was born, and only then, after she brings her karbonis. So before that, they cannot eat the Karban Pesach, even though everybody else that's eating the Karban Pesach is Tamei Meis. However, there is a leniency. V'im achlu, if these people that are Tamei, but not Tumas Meis, if they do eat from the Karban Pesach, though they weren't supposed to, because the heter is only for Tumas Meis, but l'maisa peturim ekaris, they're pater on karis. Ordinarily, someone who eats kachim when he's Tamei is chayv karis. And that's learned from the pasuk. It says kol tar yachol basar, and afterwards it says va nefesh ashtechol basar v'tumasi yola v'nichrasa. So it's mashma. It's only the type of basar that is normally eaten by tahirim. That's when we say that if someone has this type of tumah on him and he eats it, he's chayiv karis. But this basar is not being eaten by tahirim, because everyone is tamei tumas meis, or most people are tamei tumas meis, and therefore, although they're not supposed to l'chatchila eat from it, but l'maisa, Shadazav, Ziva, Nida, or Yaldas eat from the Karban Pesach, under these circumstances, they would be Pater on Karis. Rabbi Eliezer tells us an even greater Chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer, Pater Afal Bias Migdash. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have a Zav or a Ziva that enters into the Beis HaMigdash during the time that we're being Makrovei Karban Pesach B'tumah, they are not Chayiv Karis. Once again, not only are they potter if they eat the carbon, but Rabbi Eliezer Poiter Afal Bias Migdash, they are potter for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Normally there would be Chayiv Karis. But over here, being that anyway, most people are Tomei, although they weren't supposed to come in, because the heter is only for Tumas Mes, but if they come in, they would not be Chayiv Karis. How do I know this? Well, the Pasuk says, V'yishachu min ha-machna, kal tzerua, v'chal zav, v'chal tamer le-nefesh. These are three different types of Tumah, the Metzaira, the Zav, and the person who is Tamei Meis. Zok Rabbi Eliezer, we see from here that it's all connected. When the person who is Tamei Meis is sent out of the Machna, the Zav and the Mitzrayim are sent out as well. But over here, if there's a heter for the people that are Tamei Meis to come in and do the Karban Pesach, because most of them is Tamei, so there's no Chi of Karis for the other Tumais. The Tanakhama says, no. The Pasuk says, V'yashalchu min ha-Machna kol tzeruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei le-nefesh, but that's not to teach us they're connected to each other. That's to teach us that each one is sent out of a different machna. The Metzayra, who speaks Lashon Hara, is sent out of all three machnas. Machna Shechina and Machna Leviya. The Zav is sent out of two, Machna Shechina and Machna Leviya, and the Tamei Meis, just out of Machna Shechina. But it's not to connect the three. But Rabbi Eliezer says that we also learn from this Pasuk that all three are connected. And if the people that are Tamei Meis are allowed to come in, there's no Chi of Karis for the other Tameis as well. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that even though the Pesach comes b'tumah, because tumah hitra b'tzibur, that's only for tumas meis. It's not for other tumais, like zavin, zavais, nidais, or even a yaldais. But if they do eat it, they're not chayiv karis. That's because the Torah says, when the basar is prepared for one who is tahar, and they eat it, they're chayiv karis. But here, the people that are eating it aren't tahar anyway. And Rabbi Eliezer adds, that they would also be potter for coming in to the Beis HaMikdash.